Hey, it's Melanie Torres from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
My name is Melanie Torres. I do the night show here at 95.5. Most of you probably won passes for me, so hello and thank you for coming. And it's like 1 o'clock on a Thursday, but we're going to play some, or actually not me, but the Revivalists. We got David and Zach here. They're going to play some songs for you. If you guys got any questions after, we'll do a quick Q&A. Are you ready? Oh, also, I want to do a quick thank you to Wendy's for hooking all this up. They've been amazing all summer. They've got this new awesome strawberry mango chicken salad, so shout out. Do you guys try it yet? Oh, no, we're going to have it after. All right. Give it up. David and Zach are here, the Revivalists.
Where's my baked potato? Come on. Come on, Wendy's.
Saw those in the green room. I was like, gotta share the love on these.
Hey, you know what wasn't in the green room? Baked potato.
How we feeling, y'all? Throw my phone down over here. Okay, let's see here.
We should play some songs, probably.
Yeah. How we feeling? Feeling good? Yeah. Do some pretty fun. Blow out the hound. Tracked him down, tracked him down, tracked him down. And lock him up, pound for pound, eye for an eye. I've come to know in the city of sound. But timeless is how long you'll sing when you're not aware. The one in your dreams, she sends her love for me to see. A pretty photograph to my telephone screen. Don't know what time will tell. I never grew up, I never been in jail. Seen the inside of a cinder block cell. The eyes roll back in head, oh well. But a long time coming, I'm proud to say. I know what it takes to greet a sunny day. You keep on pressing those clouds away. We're knocking on wood every goddamn day. Every goddamn day. Cause timeless is how long you'll sing when you're not aware. The one in your dreams, and she sends her love for me to see. To my telephone screen. Oh. trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but she. Nobody knows the life we lead. Nobody knows but we. Oh, 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 oh. So nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but she. Nobody knows the life we lead. Nobody knows but she.
Thank you. Feeling good?
You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. She's hot, hot like the sun. But only it's warm. It's the everything beautiful. But I'll be goddamn standing at my door. Stayed up in the city till the stars lost the war. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the wine I need the most. I need the most. Wish I knew you when I was young. Could have got so high. Now over here, it's been so long. Strangers in the bright light. Oh, and I hope you don't mind. We can share my mood, yeah. Two strangers in the bright light. Wish I knew you. Wish I knew you. Oh, wish I knew you when I was young. The truth is all that you need. You bury that seed. It's everything beautiful. And that sound come from the underground. It's all inside you now. It's everything beautiful. But what you running from? And they got you on the run. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the one I need the most. I need the most. Wish I knew you when I was young. Could've got so high. Now we're here, it's been so long. Two strangers in the bright light. Share my mood. wake up saying, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 mm-hmm. Saying, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Everybody now, saying, whoa. Thank you.
Thanks, my man.
Yeah, we're in it right now. We're in it now, baby.
Well, I just, don't be so shy, you know? Just, you know, come on. We're here to have fun, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Let's get right into this. Come on. What y'all want to hear? What do you want? You got any requests,
man?
No,
all right, never mind. All right, y'all. Let's everybody stand up.
We're about to boogie.
Let's do it. Let's do something here. If this microphone will do it. All right, here we go. There we go. Sometimes you got these limp stands that by the halfway through the song, the microphone's like right here, and you're like, I gotta get down there. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
When I showed up my buddy by now, well, like 15 people wondering how the hell he make it out. Curtis bucket of pain. And I got $18 in my motherfucking name. It's not a life, it's a game. And I'm a two-ton wrecking ball filled with pain. And I got a lot to say, but when I'm still feeling good from yesterday. So stand up, if you're out in the crowd. Kid, yeah, what will make the doctor proud? Stand up, if you're out in the crowd. Kid, yeah, what will make the doctor proud? Well, I don't know everything, but I sure wish I did.
Then every time I'd catch a case, I wouldn't pop off so much at the lid. I had my get out of jail card, five cool, ready to go. And then I pay my tax and bail money, cause I'm a tax paying fool. So I gotta stand up if you're right in the crowd and kid down. What will make the doctor proud? Stand up if you're right in the crowd and kid down. What will make the doctor proud? Stand up and get down. Oh, stand up and get down. She's a little boy with a son and a daughter. He got no wife, no, he got no father. He just trying to make it through. So hard, hard when the toes freezing, no reason. He got no dinner. He's a product of the music, a product of his time, a product of addiction in a very long line of users and abusers who just couldn't keep a straight. Oh man, I wish I didn't know one. Hoping ain't too late, so won't you call your mama, call your daddy, call your boyfriend, call your sister too. Cause we've been out here walking that hard line and never ever could have made it through. And now we're 700 billion strong, we still can't tell right from wrong. So I'ma keep on dreaming till the cows come home. We're drugstore America, they'll take care of their own. They'll take care of their own. Oh yeah. So we gotta stand up if you're out in the crowd and get down. Hope we'll make the doctor proud. Stand up if you're out in the crowd and get down. Hope we'll make the doctor.
Having a little fun up here. So there we go. I think that was the finale, y'all, right?
No. One more song! One more song!
All right. Okay, let's see here. What should we do?
I don't know. I'm real hungry. I really want to put some of that non-GMO baked potato in my belly. You know what I mean? Never frozen.
All right, let's do. It's a little down after that, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of.
It's a little.
Yeah. Well, what can we do? I don't know.
Let's do Amber.
Okay.
Similar tempo, but okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amber.
Please welcome Amber to the stage. Schwitzing up here a little bit.
It's hot. I know I got the sweater on. It. Kind of locked into it now, though, you know?
Watching over you, just watching over you. I know you can break the spell. It's possibly true. It's possibly true. I know just like me.
These things are fun because we like don't know what we're doing, and then we look at each other and we're like, all right, we're doing this. It's cool.
Give it up.
Thank you all so much.
This
is great.
We're going to reset the stage so we can interrogate you a little bit.
Oh, cool. I'll be looking forward to that big
potato. All right, on that.
I've really milked that joke as far as it's going to go.
It's our intern's last day. One of them, go. I'm just kidding.
I'll get you hired later.
Were they really hired, though? Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Stick to the plan.
Well, I already explained I don't know what I'm doing.
That was a really sick performance, by the way.
Thank you.
We've done a lot of these here, and I don't think I've ever seen people like jam out like that. It was insane. Did you
Thank
guys
you.
Actually start out just the two of you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah?
I mean,
we met each other, you know, and we did a couple shows, just the two of us, but never as the Revivalists, just the two of us.
Yeah.
But we like went to open mics and got some gigs that way.
Yeah. How did you guys actually meet?
I was riding my bike down the street in New Orleans, and he was playing guitar and singing on his porch. And he had this like picturesque house right in front of a cemetery in New Orleans. It was you know, like the classic above ground New Orleans cemetery. You can't bury the dead in New Orleans underground because it's a swamp.
Yep.
Little aside, and
I did not know that.
Yeah. So he was jamming out.
You could walk, just a little tidbit, you can walk by the cemetery and seriously see, like, bones. Just like, there's like some little pieces of bones, like a little, you could see like a little neck vertebrae here and there.
You're not selling your city very well.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Seriously.
Sounds weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anywho.
So he was
riding
his
bike. Yeah, and he's just jamming out on his front porch, just like killing it, singing it loud and proud, you know, like it's Madison Square Garden or something. And nobody's around. I just moved into the neighborhood, and I stopped to watch and check it out. And we struck up a conversation, and we hung out all day and showed each other music and songs. And that's really how it got going, you know.
And then you decided to add another 5 people to the group.
Yeah.
We've been a good band for like 10 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it kind of happened pretty organically. He knew Andrew, our drummer.
Yeah.
Andrew knew George. Him and Rob had a class together. I was like jamming with Ed and like a little side project. And the band started taking off. And so we were just like, well, you just come over here. Michael Gerardo, our keys and trumpet player, was in every band in New Orleans at the time.
Yeah.
Well, and, I would just like to take credit for finding your 8th member back there.
Oh, yeah, that was helpful. That,
the hype man.
That was good, man. That was good. You got. Oh, cool.
Love the energy.
Yeah, it's good.
Totally. All right, so Wish I Knew You is the single. It's crazy that it's literally everywhere now. How does that feel for you guys after being a band for 10 years, you know, having a song that's just...
It's interesting. I mean, it's awesome. We're extremely grateful for it. You know, it's elevated the live shows. You know, now, I mean, where there used to be 1,000 people, now there's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people.
Totally.
It's like, wow. Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Cool.
Yeah,
we're up in PLJ playing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I grew up in the area, and
Yeah,
grew up hearing, you know, Goo Goo Dolls and whatnot on PLJ. I would tune in.
We're still rocking Goo Goo Dolls.
Who's not?
Not much has changed.
Yeah.
So the video is interesting because it's like, is it supposed to be like a high school reunion in the video for Wish I Knew You?
Yeah.
Did you guys actually go to your high school reunion?
No.
I don't know. I don't think it happened. I mean, I don't think my 10-year reunion happened. There was like a Facebook thread about it. And I remember like as soon as it happened, it was like, somebody left the conversation. Like, you know how it says that? It's like, and it was just really funny. It was like, he wants no part in this. I don't think it happened.
I feel like mine, we didn't have like a proper gathering. So everybody started a Facebook thread, which I feel like it's kind of pointless now unless you're like our parents because you see what everybody's doing on Facebook. But
there's a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah. But we literally, they're like, let's get together in the lawn of our track.
To, like, actually hang out,
I'm like,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I wanted nothing to do with people from high school, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's like, I had enough sadness already with you people.
And then I kind of heard an interesting thing about how you guys actually got your name. So talk a little bit about that.
What did you hear? Let's hear what you heard.
I just heard something about Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I got excited. That's so correct. I wanted to hear the story.
I love the bus.
Obviously, we do too. Growing up in New Jersey, you know how it is.
New York, but yeah. New York, yeah, okay. So we had our first full band gig. We didn't have a name yet. We were going by
We had a name. We had
like
a bad
one, though. Bad combination of the guys' names that was not going to fly.
12 Camp Finshaw.
Yeah. So I was watching 60 Minutes, and they had a segment on Bruce Springsteen, and he said he describes his show as part dance party, part political rally, part big tent revival. And being in New Orleans in 2007, right after Hurricane Katrina, the city's really coming back to life. That was an exciting time. I just moved into this neighborhood, and there's all this new talent and energy into the city. It's rebounding. And being that we also kind of played music in this older style of live rock and roll kind of thing, I thought the name worked on multiple levels. It worked on that older style level. It worked on the city coming back to life. It was evocative of that. There's a little bit of an Allman Brothers reference as well, which is an influence that they have a song called Revival. It was just kind of like, wow, this is working on a bunch of levels here. Yeah.
Side note, so does Selena Gomez. She has an album called Revival.
Well, that's what we knew. That was coming out.
That was going to happen.
We knew it was coming out. Our you know, our agent that we didn't have then told us about it. So
came back
it's fine.
The future.
Yeah.
Who's the coolest person to follow you guys on Instagram or Twitter?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord. I don't.
Hanson? Yeah. Hanson tweeted at us.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was an honor.
I don't know if they follow us, though.
I don't, well, probably. The lead singer of Imagine Dragons said very nice things to us.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
He's really cool, too. It seems like he does good stuff for the community and whatnot.
We had a Jody Highroller.
Oh, yeah. Well, all, Riff Raff.
Riff Raff. Yeah, Riff Raff making an Instagram post singing our song just like a week ago. That was
kind of
crazy.
He's like hanging out with his dog.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Gotta love social media. Yeah. What else do you guys have lined up for the rest of the year aside from Central Park Summer Stage tonight, Asbury Park tomorrow? Maybe the boss will come out. You never know. Shout out.
You're welcome to come, Mr. Boss. Yeah, I don't know.
That would be amazing.
So what do you guys have lined up for the rest of the year?
A lot of touring and recording for the next album.
Should we
album.
Ask?
Yeah. I mean, no, we got tons of shows, and we're scheduling recording for the next album. Keeping real busy.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. staying healthy. You know,
baked potatoes on deck.
Eating those vegetables. Staying away from that processed meat.
Baked potatoes. You know what I mean?
Does anyone else in the audience have a question before we do some photos and stuff? No, not Mr. Lit over there in the third row. All right, cool. Give it up one more time, David and Zach from The Revivalists.
Thank you guys.
Thank you all.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.